I'm Vicky Merrick. The Local Food Report's up next with Allie Burlow. And this week, Allie talks with Rick Carney of the Martha's Vineyard Shellfish Group. Carney has been the director for over 40 years and will be stepping down and then into his new role as director emeritus.
After Rick Carney makes a public appearance or gives a talk, the audience lingers. People wait around wanting to speak with him, and they'll even follow him out of the building. I've seen it happen over and over again. He doesn't get the nickname the Elvis of Shellfish for nothing. I invited Rick over for lunch to talk about his four-decade career as a biologist, the director of the Martha's Vineyard Shellfish Group, and all things aquaculture on the vineyard. I had the honor of Rick shucking the oysters for our meal.
There are different ways of opening these. I usually go in through the bill, so you have to get your knife in there. Little hole there, and then run the knife to cut the adductor muscle, and that is a beauty. Look at how nice and fat that is. It's nice and creamy.
The Martha's Vineyard Shellfish Group is responsible for spawning oysters, quahogs, bay scallops, and mussels. It works with local shellfish constables to stock the saltwater ponds with this seed all around the island. These bivalves play an important role not just at our tables, but they keep the water clean as filter feeders. Rick estimates that they will have spawned over 4 billion shellfish during his tenure. Many end up in the raw bars at restaurants and catered events and on our plates, next to lemons, horseradish, Tabasco sauce.
Mmm. You're not supposed to make noise when you eat. These are nice and briny because, again, Katama Bay is a high salt environment. I taste an aftertaste of... there's a sweetness to them because that's usually a result of the fact that they're really plump. There's starch is in there, and they taste like you're on the beach. You know the way the beach smells? That's, you know, it's that ocean air. That's what's so cool about these things.
There are 17 working oyster farms in the waters around the vineyard. 12 of them are in Edgartown.
They pick up the essence of where they're living. So that's really important, and how they're cultured. If they're cultured off the bottom, as they do it in Katama Bay, for the most part, they're kind of a lighter flavor. They're not as minerally as if they were grown on the bottom.
Like how they grow in the wild. Rick and his team provide technical assistance and training for people who want to become oyster farmers. In many ways, these shellfish farmers are actually a lot like farmers working the land.
What was interesting, though, is that a lot of the fellows that were involved, they also had gardens. And it's interesting that in my work at the hatchery, the people who have been most successful are people that like to grow things, whether it be something, you know, vegetables in your garden or shellfish in the hatchery. So it's kind of an interesting thing that some of the most successful people that have become the shellfish farmers actually do like to grow other things.
Oysters, especially raw ones, are evocative. Even Rick, the scientist, can't resist quoting a French poet over our weekday lunch.
A raw oyster is like kissing the sea on the lips.
For Rick, the taste of an oyster reflects a time and a place.
I mean, when people talk about coming to the vineyard and they want to experience the island, I mean, how better than to eat a raw oyster? Because you really are tasting the natural environment in a way that it's most pure. But the flavor is based on the water quality. So the water quality has to be there. You have to be in a good place where you're going to have just the right amount of salt in the water, the right kind of phytoplankton, the algae growing that they feed on that will give them a sweet taste. A lot of it is place related.
Rick's achievements and contributions to the environment and education, to fishermen and oyster farmers, and to us eaters is his legacy. His exit is bittersweet, but he's ready, even when he jokes that his staff threatens to change the locks, so he doesn't just keep working.
You know, after many years, you kind of think like, well, you know, I did my part, but at the same time, I have strived to make it a team effort. I think that is so important to our success. You know, I use the oyster metaphor that we're, you know, we're all a reef, and a reef is strong when we're all cemented to each other like oysters, and that's how we're going to prevail. It's not just one oyster by itself out there because it's not gonna make it. You know, we got to think more we and less me. I'm proud of what we've done, and I just hope that it continues.
For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Allie Berlow.
For information about the Martha's Vineyard Shellfish Group and a couple of Rick Carney's favorite shellfish recipes, visit our website, capeandislands.org. This local food report was edited by me, Vicki Merrick, and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. Thanks for listening.